This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
From the mouths of babes, Katrina Rowe, good morning.
Good morning, Sydney's two most interesting dads.
What does that mean?
I don't think too many dads get to like go out and try surfing and, you know, have all these experimental things that you guys do.
Have you seen the footage of Aaron surfing on the web?
Yeah, I've seen. And I've seen the photos, not the footage.
Okay.
Oh, it's unique.
Yeah. From anyway.
The photos say a lot.
From the mouths of babes, what are we looking at this morning, Katrina?
Well, on my blog last week, I had a suggestion from a dad that we should talk about getting kids to bed. He was riding on a Friday night at 11:15 and his preschooler was still up. Now, I have to say, Birdie has always been really good at going to bed, so I thought that I had this topic like totally sorted. And then this week, she has played up every night, and I mean really played up. I actually had this whole segment written, you know, really feeling really confident, and I've had to rewrite the whole thing.
Oh, wow.
She's just thrown out the rule book.
What sort of stalling tactics does your daughter use to delay going to bed?
Well, the first tactic is always to ask for another story. Then there's sometimes a request for an additional soft toy, like, I need doggy or something like that. And then generally it's on for young and old, like, I need another tuck-in, I need a cuddle, I need the fan on, I need the fan off, I need a short prayer, I need a big one, a big, big, big one, I need a tiny little milk, I need some water, I need my sleeping bag, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's all just normal. I can deal with that. But this week she's been outright refusing to go to bed, crying, screaming, thrashing around. Part of the problem, I think, was that we let her sleep with us for a night or two when she was sick. And now she doesn't want to sleep in her own bed anymore. And I think also she thinks that, yeah, all the rules are out the window.
So the big question is, how do you deal with it? Are you tough or do you give in?
Well, like, with this whole thrashing thing, I've generally taken the approach of, like, a really big cuddle to calm down, but then firm. Like, so no dialogue, just back to bed. But with all those other little requests, I kind of take the approach that it depends on what's behind it. Like, if it's blatant stalling, then I think it's better to be firm and just say no or, you know, yeah, just be really firm. But sometimes I think, and maybe this is where I'm going wrong, but sometimes I think it can be helpful to give them a little bit of autonomy at bedtime, because if you think about it, going to bed is something you don't get a choice about. So those extra little requests might just be their way of exerting some control over what happens to them. So if it's something quite simple, like, you know, wanting a particular blanket or wanting to wear particular pajamas, then I usually accommodate that. But then I've also found that something that starts quite innocently can turn into a major problem. Like, she went through this stage of always asking for a tiny little milk before bed. And for a while we used to do that, and it was fine. But then she started drinking it so slowly and refusing to hand the cup over. So then we had to decide that there would just be no more tiny little milks.
It's so cute, all of it, isn't it, though?
It is cute, and but it can be a bit infuriating as well.
Absolutely. Are you a big fan of having the bedtime routine?
Well, I was going to ask you guys, what do you guys do a bedtime routine?
We do.
To some extent, yeah.
Our routine for Connor is we will take him upstairs to brush his teeth.
Yeah.
Then after we brush our teeth, we read a book.
Yeah.
After the book, we say prayers and make sure he's got a water, he's in bed.
Yeah, that sounds pretty similar to what we do. I mean, I certainly think it's helpful to do things in the same order each night so that they know that bedtime is approaching. And that gives it a certain inevitability as well. And I also think it helps if your kids go to bed at roughly the same time each night, because then their bodies are also telling them that it's time for sleep, not just the cues. The obvious problem with kids who stay up as late as they want is that then the couple isn't getting that time together in the evening without their children. And the other thing is that it's really nice to make staying up late a special treat for when you have something social on, because the flip side is that if you're always strict about bedtime and if there's no exceptions, then you're going to miss out on a lot of fun times together. So, you know, I always think it's nice to have those little treat times where you all stay up late, like New Year's Eve or someone's birthday or that kind of thing.
Of course, you do pay for that for a good couple of days after when they're exhausted.
That's true.
But that's...
Yeah, I know some parents that just don't do it at all because they're just like, it's not worth it.
Wow. Well, thank you, Katrina.
Right, pleasure.
If you'd like to share your thoughts on that, how do your kids respond to bedtime? Do they have antics? Do they have delay tactics? If they do, how do you deal with them?
Mm. Best delay tactics. I'm sure we've got some crackers out there. Really love to hear that. But yeah, especially how do you deal with it? What do you do to stop the stalling and the constant getting up, maybe, all that kind of thing?
1-340-2020 is the number to call, or you can go to the website hope1032.com.au and look at Katrina's blog there, or go to fromthemouthsofbabes.wordpress.com.
So many options. Just call us.
Just call us. 1-340-2020. Bree, chatting to Katrina Rowe from the Mouths of Babes. You can check out all her conversations on the website, hope1032.com.au. Rob decided to call in. Morning, Rob.
Morning, how are you?
Good. Delay tactics before bed. What did you do when you were younger?
Yeah, look, I used to be allowed to have one sandwich before I went to bed, a slice of bread with something on it. And I used to pick Vegemite because I hated Vegemite. It was a horrible, bitter-tasting thing. Trouble is, after putting up with this for about 3 or 4 years, I got to love Vegemite.
You acquired the taste for it.
Well, Vegemite's definitely an acquired taste.
Yeah.
And I acquired it quite young.
So why did you choose to eat? Just because it was gross and you knew it would take forever to eat?
That's right. And I knew Mum would let me because, you know, you'd bite into it and your face would curl up and she knew exactly why. So.
Oh, wow.
Hey, Presto.
That's interesting. Do you ever sort of fall asleep and wake up in the morning and there's just Vegemite everywhere, though, and bread in your bed?
Look, not that I recall. Might have happened, but not that I recall.
Wow, very smart, Rob, very smart. Thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
You too. That's an interesting one, isn't it?
It is an interesting
food
one.
Before bread.
Wow.
A bed, bread, you know what I mean.
Food before bread. Oh, it's good.
Yeah, well, I can't remember any... Well, I don't know what I used to do. I don't know.
No, I can't remember. I know I used to yell out to my brother and we'd argue.
Were you in different rooms?
Stay awake, yeah.
To stay awake, to force yourselves to stay awake.
Yeah, we'd talk to each other and then we'd end up arguing with each other and we'd just argue constantly until there was no response and then one of us had fallen asleep.
This has been a Hope 1032 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.